Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. For the first time ever, St. Joseph's University's field hockey team has advanced to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. The Hawks will face the premier program in college field hockey, North Carolina, in the national semifinals on Friday at noon in Ann Arbor, Michigan. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
North Carolina, the two-time defending national champion. The Tar Heels have actually won five of the last six national titles, and they are 20-0 this season. St. Joe's head coach Hannah Prince says that success, no accident.
I just believe that their attack is incredibly clinical. They always know where the next pass is. They're really lethal in the attack circle and just a relentless group. And I really, you know, tip my hat to them for the work that they obviously put in to play at such a high level.
Prince's Hawks are very good in their own right. 19-3, champions of the Atlantic 10 for a fourth straight season. St. Joe's defeated Lafayette and Princeton in their first two tournament matchups to earn this Final Four berth. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Artificial intelligence of tomorrow depends on what we put into it today. Our values, our priorities, our humanity. A Penn researcher says we should take deliberate action to ensure AI serves society, not just the bottom line. KYW's Ian Bush explains.
Think about phone numbers. You remember your own, the number to your parents' house. But how many more of your family and close friends can you dial by heart? And how many digits will forever be known only to your phone's contact app?
That is one illustration of the fact that we voluntarily delegate ever more to our devices in whichever form they may come.
Dr. Cornelia Walter is making the point that, well, I'll let her say it.
Let's face it, the human being is lazy.
Don't take umbrage. We're all in the same boat. And if we can avoid exercising that gray matter, we often do.
The brain is a muscle. Use it or lose it. And it's very easy to become ever more reliant on our always on, always friendly, always available artificial assistant.
Walter is a senior fellow at Penn. She doesn't bang the usual drum that artificial intelligence will eliminate all our jobs, nor does she evangelize that AI will solve all our ills. The truth lies somewhere in the middle, and Walter argues it's up to us to define what that looks like, to think about it, to advocate for it, to do it, as she puts it, to have agency amid AI.
We can't expect from the technology of tomorrow to live up to values that the humans of today are not living up to. That is, in a way, a radical invitation to turn 180 degrees around and face our own humanity.
Walter calls it pro-social AI, a system designed to bring out the best within itself for people and the planet. One example, work they're doing at Penn around AI, supporting caregivers of people with disabilities. It's how artificial intelligence can help those most in need first, where Walter believes the focus should be.
To seize it first as a tool that can open access for people who may currently be excluded. But we can't really sit back and relax and wait until there are some positive outcomes that come for us.
You can learn much more about artificial intelligence, its impacts on our lives and society. Listen to our Odyssey conversation, Artificial Revolution, tonight at 7 on 103.9 FM, or ask your smart speaker, play KYW News Radio. The Franklin Institute is celebrating the $20 million transformation of two of its exhibit spaces. KYW's John McDevitt reports one of the iconic installations featured has been resuscitated and has a new look and beat.
The giant walkthrough heart at the Franklin Institute has been a popular exhibit for more than 30 years. It's been clean painted and enhanced with sensory technology. The Science Museum's chief bioscientist and director of science content is Dr. Jayotri Das.
We've got little kiosks where you can measure your heart rate, actually not too different from how you might measure it on a piece of exercise equipment. But we have three different stations, so you can do this with your friends and family. And what the technology will do is average between the three of you and send that information to the immersive AV system around the giant heart.
Different color lights flash depending on the beat. The heart is the centerpiece of the new $8.5 million Body Odyssey exhibition, also opening on Saturday. The $12 million Hamilton Collections Gallery, featuring hundreds of artifacts from the Franklin Institute's collections. The heart of the gallery is the 350-ton Baldwin locomotive that has been at the museum since the early 1930s. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.